It's the third day of intense discussions in Geneva between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany over the Iranian nuclear energy program. Now, hopes are rising that a final deal that many say could end a decade-long standoff over the Iranian nuclear energy program is just around the corner. Friday has been a day of multiple meetings between the negotiating parties. The Iranian delegation has been engaged with one-on-one meetings with other delegations to hammer out the details of the draft in the past few hours. Now we are getting reports that Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has held a fresh discussion with EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, the latest of a series of meetings throughout the day. The White House says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is going to Geneva to join the talks. U.S. officials say Kerry will try to narrow differences over a proposed deal that fell through a fortnight ago. The French and British foreign ministers are also heading to Switzerland. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov has already arrived in Geneva and has met his Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif. Here's more.
And downs on the third day of the nuclear negotiations between the Iranian delegation and the six countries represented by the EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. On Friday, meetings were held between Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and Catherine Ashton. As Ashton is representing the five members of the United Nations Security Council plus Germany, after every session of talks, she contacted with the capital cities of the six countries to consult with them and let them know about the latest developments. The same consultations were seen among the Iranian negotiators in their break times. What the Western powers are sensitive about is Iran's main demand, numerous times mentioned by Iran as its non-negotiable rights, the right to enrich uranium.
We want to also make sure that our right to peaceful use of nuclear energy, including enrichment, is respected. That's a right that we have. It's a right that is considered as an inalienable right under the non-proliferation treaty.
Now the two sides say they have managed to narrow down their differences over those few articles of the draft they are trying to write. Sources in the Iranian negotiating team say among the few issues that the two sides disagreed, only one or two of them are left unsolved. Neither side have issued any official statement, but unconfirmed reports say the P5 plus one has accepted Iran's right to enrich uranium inside Iran for peaceful purposes. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov has arrived in Geneva for Monday's Geneva II talks over the Syrian crisis. But his meeting with Foreign Minister Zarif suggests that other P5 plus one foreign ministers could also be seen in Geneva on Saturday for a possible deal. Despite all the contradictory news different media are reporting, the two sides are making their efforts to reach an agreement, and there is still a chance for success if the P5 plus one accepts Iran's right to enrich uranium to be mentioned in the draft. Ehsan Keyvani, reporting for Press TV in Geneva.
Let's cross over to Geneva now and talk to Press TV's Homa Lezghi. Homa, over to you. What's the latest? And of course, tell us more about the fact that we know that, according to the Iranian foreign minister, 90% of the work has been done. Tell us more about the fact that has any side spoken of the remaining 10%, the one or two main sticking points in the talks?
Well, of course, to answer your question, when we're speaking about the sticking points, we have heard, I can say officially now, from the foreign minister that enrichment was one of the issues that was discussed in the talks. And the main and general assumption is one of the sticking points was the enrichment issue. And then it is kind of interesting that the deputy foreign minister, Mr. Araghchi, when he was asked whether the reports are true, that the E3 plus 3 has actually recognized Iran's right to enrich uranium on paper or has accepted to do so, he said he's not going to confirm that report and he's not going to deny it. So they're not giving out any details yet, but the general assumption, Hassan, is that enrichment is one of the key sticking points. The other, the assumption is the activities at the Arak heavy water production plants. Now, we know that a recent deal between Iran and the IAEA was signed, and based on that deal, Iran allowed the International Atomic Energy Agency to conduct further inspections of the Arak heavy water production plant. This plant has not even become fully operational, as you may know. It's going to become fully operational, we're hearing, in mid-2014 or even 2015. And Iran has been saying that all its activities are being conducted under IAEA supervision and that the recent agreement leaves no excuse, you know, for the French side or any other side in the talks to come and raise questions about it, because this agreement is a step forward and is meant to show that this issue can be resolved within the framework of cooperation between Iran and the IAEA. So, the mood here is very positive as the night moves on, and Catherine Ashton and Mr. Zarif are holding another round of talks and fresh talks. We're hearing John Kerry on his way, William Hague, Laurent Fabius, the Chinese foreign minister, and the Russian foreign minister, who's already here. So with the foreign ministers all headed to Geneva, everyone is assuming that the sides are this time very close to a deal. And as I said earlier, this time we're thinking the situation is different from the previous round, because we know the previous round the foreign ministers also arrived, but no deal was in the last minute reached. This time we, because of the fact that we're seeing Catherine Ashton herself taking part in bilateral talks with Mr. Zarif himself, and that she's saying she's representing a unified stance by the E3+3, this is seen as a sign that we're not going to see the type of problems that we saw in the previous round. And this has raised hopes. Even the Iranian side was saying that we have won back a lot of the trust that we lost during the previous round of talks. There's also been a lot said about the amount of measures that the E3+3 is going to take in response to the agreements that Iran is making. The Iranian side has been reiterating that what we call a deal is going to be a balanced one in response to our confidence building measures that even may go beyond our legal obligations. We expect the other side to take reciprocal and balanced approaches, which is a reference, of course, to the sanctions that have been imposed on Iran. Iran expecting the other side to ease those sanctions in a way that could be seen as balanced and reciprocal by Iran. Some reports, Hassan, saying that between $6 to $8 billion of Iranian frozen assets could be released. This is not official, but we'll have to wait and see how far each side is willing to go. We know the red lines, of course. Iran has said enrichment on its soil is going to continue with or without a deal, and that it's not going to send any nuclear material abroad.
Press TV's Homolezgi, our correspondent reporting from Geneva there. Thanks, Dahoma.